and welcome in Trailblazers Courtside. Back on the air following, they always act like we've been off for like 4 months.
Yeah.
It's just only been like 3 weeks. But we are back. Welcome into the Moda Center Studios. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice with you for the next hour, talking Trailblazers. And now we've gotten to the point when we actually have some things to say. Not that we haven't all summer, but it's only, what, 3 weeks away from the start of training camp.
Three weeks training camp. More than ever, and we'll talk about this on the show, all the teams are trying, because of the look of the race in both the East and the West, it looks like really there's 11 teams in both the East and the West that think they have a legitimate chance to make those playoffs. So everybody wants to get started right away on the right foot. So we'll talk about the Blazers tonight.
All right, and coming up on the program tonight, a guy who is a hopeful and wants to break into the NBA, former Oregon Duck, E.J. Singler, will join us at 6:05. You know, his brother went overseas during the lockout. Out then came back and was very effective for Detroit. So we'll see if EJ can follow in his footsteps. Joe Freeman, the bearded charmer, joins us 6:35. Joe's a married
man. If his new wife lets him.
Right. We'll see how henpecked he actually is when he comes on the program. And that, of course, the coming up brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. Blazers, you know, you mentioned teams getting ready. You can't demand that your players come in early, but you hope they come in early, and the Blazers certainly have once again.
It's a great indication of how you're going to do in the year, how hungry they are to get started. This Blazer group's hungry.
How many are here?
12 of the 15 guaranteed contracts, 10 are there.
10 are there right now working out, playing pickup games?
Yes.
Those are good times, and they will continue, as you said. 3 weeks to go until the start of training camp. Exhibition season will be here before you know it, and then we'll have the opener, which is in Phoenix. Still kind of odd. Still getting used to the schedule, but I think it's a pretty good schedule.
And I kind of like, we'll talk about why it's probably good to start with Phoenix on the road.
Don't say that. You just put pressure on. All right, Trailblazers Courtside coming up. Stay tuned.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
When my customers come back from visiting with Standard, they are amazed at the selection that they have.
You have so much more to look at here than a box store, and a much better environment as well.
Well, I think Standard has a diversity of products that matches our diversity of clients.
It saves them time from having to run around to find different brands and price shop. They can find everything here at one store.
I just haven't found anybody to beat Standard.
Over 40 brands and 18,000 items in stock. Standard TV and Appliance.
You know that feeling when the effort you've put into doing things better than anyone has its rewards. The Ram 1500 is Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and we want to dedicate it to you. Because you've made Ram the fastest growing truck brand in the country. And because, just like you, when we receive recognition for a job well done, we don't stop there. Now, let's get back to work. Ram. A todo con todo.
Did your magic phone service promise you everything but come up empty? Sign up for Basic Talk. Unlimited calling for only $9.99 a month with no annual contract. It's a home phone service you can count on. It's not magic, it's Basic Talk. Call, click, or go to Walmart today.
I don't have any feathers.
I'm in.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Everybody happy, happy, happy.
Oh. Don't you wish your boyfriend was hot like I am?
Boom! That's what I'm talking about.
Duck Dynasty. New episodes Wednesdays at 10 on A&E.
Advertise your business using the most advanced marketing tools to more efficiently reach the specific consumers you need. Comcast Spotlight can increase your local advertising effectiveness on cable TV, online, and using unique interactive commercials that your customers can't miss. Get your ad in front of more of the right eyeballs than ever before. To advertise your business in Oregon using Comcast Spotlight's advanced marketing technologies, visit comcastspotlight.com/Oregon.
Lillard again. Turns the corner and hacks it on the net.
Batum for three.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got 33 points.
Lillard for the win.
Go!
yes, Trailblazers courtside, back at you. Mike Verrett, Mike Rice with you. And Mike Rice, a little bit, I know you're a little salty because you didn't have any power this afternoon in John's Landing. What happened down there? What's going on?
They said construction hit a line or something. And
is it the air conditioning excuse again? Trying to get you to turn your air off?
I don't know, but...
all you people down there?
The fridge went off. The traffic lights.
Really?
All out.
Everything.
Gasoline stations couldn't pump gas.
They say it was a construction guy that did it?
That's
dug a hole or something?
And I went out. They were working construction out in front of my condo, and I blamed them, and they went, not us. In fact, they all went home.
I wish I'd have seen that.
Yeah, they were.
Because you normally, you don't really search for the guilty. You just blame whoever the first guy is you see.
Right. When I'm coming
we
out.
We get that going into arenas all the time.
Yeah.
Come on. What's the security? Let us. And it's some person who has nothing to do with security whatsoever. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice. 3 weeks away from the start of Trailblazers training camp. On the program tonight, we're going to talk to EJ Singler here in a few minutes. He's been invited to training camp. They're filling out the roster. You know, you can go above 15, obviously, for preseason. You know, his brother, and we'll talk to him about this, when the lockout happened, he went overseas, went to Spain. And some guys did that, you know, when the lockout took place. Patty Mills was another one who did it.
Yeah.
And then came back and has had success now with Detroit. And so it seems to have worked for him. EJ, obviously, a long shot to make a roster at this point, an NBA roster. Do you think it's better for a guy like this to go D-League or to go to Europe?
I think the way the Blazers have shown up for this preseason, you know, just
pre-training camp.
Yeah, pre-training camp. He's getting an idea of what he has to do with NBA players, you know, how talented they are. And I think it probably is better for him to pass up the money of Europe to go to the D-League, and then he'll get some idea of his talent with D-League guys. And, you know, now his brother was, you know, highly anticipated going to the NBA.
Second-round pick, but yes.
Yeah, and he went to the Europe because of the lockout. But this is a different scenario for him. But I think EJ's a guy that's, you know, he'd be a good bench guy for you, but there's a lot of guaranteed contracts on the Blazers, 15, so it will be difficult. But I've never, in my 23 years with the Blazers, I've never seen a group so anxious to get started. There, you know, you don't in past.
And Portland traditionally is a team that has guys that report early, so that's saying something.
Yeah, and even when the Terry Porter and the Danny Ainge, they would come in, and it was all about getting in shape. This group, it's all about getting better. You know, they want to improve. Myers Leonard, Freeland, you go right down the list. McCollum, Damian Lillard, they're all wanting to improve. They're working on their game. So they not only will be in shape, they'll be improved as a basketball player. So, you know, I've gone through all where you had to beg guys. Andre Miller, are you going to come in? I'll be in 10 minutes before you start the preseason.
Joel Prisbillo was another one who was that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be there when they make us
and
come in.
And veterans can do that, you know, but if you got a nice mixture and you have a coach, I think this coach is more involved in what's, you know, the young guys and who's playing than any coach that I've had in 23 years with the Blazers. He wants this team to improve, and he's, you know, he's got a great coaching staff to do that. So I'm really excited about the attitude of all the players that are there already.
And it seems like as the season approaches, perhaps your expectations or your hopes go up a little bit. Is this an effect of that, or are you, you know, and we're going to recap with Joe Freeman the summer of moves by Neil Olshey. It seems like the stock on the Blazers nationally is rising, but yet I'll see different. I know ESPN had predictions come out, and they're talking about Portland 11th in the West, which really is not much of an improvement, no improvement. Where are your expectations, if you had to rank them today and pick them where they're going to go, is it better than it was, say, 3 months ago or even 2 months ago?
It probably is, but you have to look at what the West is all about. And the West, to improve, you know, the Wolves, for instance, the Timberwolves, Kevin Martin, they still have Ridenour and J.J. Barea, Corey Brewer's joining them. I mean, this is an they still have Dante Cunningham, Chase Budinger. So there's a team that you didn't even think about will move up and really challenge for the top eight spots.
It's all about injuries with them, as it is with a lot of teams.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Love is back 100%. Now, you don't know what Dallas, and you don't know what the Lakers, they're unknowns.
You don't know about Utah either, really.
Well, I would think Utah was below Dallas, and it's just because of the talent level. Well,
Dallas struck out pretty much in the offseason.
Yeah, but can Dirk Nowitzki play with Monte Ellis? I would think no. I would think that's a bad mixture. So I would put Dallas, maybe, you know, you talk about Blazers 11th. I would put them in 9th, 10th, or 11th, and I'd put the Blazers 8th or 9th. It's going to be difficult to improve the number of wins. That's why I think, you know, if you say 41, you're probably pretty safe that, you know, that and it will take a few more wins, I think, to make the playoffs, but not many more in the West.
And I saw Damian on Twitter today. Sarah, didn't Damian say 46 is what he predicted? Was that in what context did he predict that? So we know he did predict that.
Yeah, he predicted it.
All right. Oh, it was on True Hoop. Okay, so he predicted 46. Now, That's pretty lofty, but somewhat realistic, you think?
Yeah.
It's proper breaks.
You know, there's certain, and we'll ask Joe Freeman. There, you know, each team improved by adding people. Golden State added Iguodala. Andre Kirilenko goes to the Nets, so he's going to improve the Nets. They talk about all the other guys from Boston, but Robin Lopez, Tyreek Evans, he goes to the Pelicans. Jarrett Jack, the Cavs, he's got to improve them. Bledsoe with the Suns, but would you put Robin Lopez in that group that will improve the Blazers? To me, he's the key.
We're talking about that more a little later on.
Yes.
For sure. I want to get your take on that, because that seems like, of all the key acquisitions, and there have been some great ones, that is the one that we're probably going to circle and maybe is the most important, or they're going to depend the most upon, the good and the bad of Robin.
Because that's the area the Blazers have to improve on. Defense. He's the guy that can help them. I think the Blazers are going to be a better defensive team because they've got guys that are willing to work at it, and Lopez could be the chief.
And this will test the theory that a rim protector is that valuable.
Yeah.
He is that important. And it's been argued, and Portland didn't have it last year, obviously. Well, they're going to have it likely if Robin Lopez is anything like he was last year, and certainly as healthy as he was last year, starting all 82 for New Orleans. By the way, I want to welcome our listeners tonight on the radio side. Fox Sports Radio 620, the new home of the Trailblazers. Welcome to all of those listening on Fox Sports Radio 620. Keep it there on your radio dial for all the Trailblazers games this year. Coming up next, EJ Singler, former Oregon Duck, invited to Trailblazers training camp. He will join us when Trailblazers Courtside continues.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
It took 1 hour to think up an idea, 3 months to get a loan, 2 months to find the space, and 5 weeks later came the first return customer. It took 2 years to bring your idea to life. So why wouldn't you take 20 minutes to make your business better? Call us. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet or phone service, we'll give you $150 for your time. Get your Comcast Business 20-minute advantage today.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
If you had a dollar for every dollar car insurance companies say they'll save you by switching, you'd have, like, a ton of dollars. But how are they saving you those dollars? A lot of companies might answer, or no comment. Then there's Esurance. Born online, raised by technology, and majors in efficiency. So whatever they save, you save. Hassle, time, paperwork, hair tearing out, and yes, especially dollars. Esurance. Insurance for the modern world. Now backed by Allstate. Click or call.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Thursday afternoon at 1:30 on CSNNW.com, join Dwight Janz for an all-new live web show as he fields your questions on the latest in sports. Submit your questions on Twitter using hashtag AskDwight or email the show at AskDwight@CSNNW.com.
And welcome back, Trailblazers courtside. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice with you here on another beautiful September day in the Pacific Northwest. We're back after a three-week hiatus. Wheels and Tone will have you next Monday night for Trailblazers courtside as we work toward Blazers training camp, which is 3 weeks away. And joining us now on the phone is former Oregon Duck, E.J. Singler, who's been out at the Trailblazers practice facility. E.J., thanks for the time.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
I know you can't be choosy at this time when you're looking for NBA teams, but it's got to be nice that the team is local here that invited you to camp. So you certainly know the area and know the Pacific Northwest. So going through this period where you're trying to get yourself into shape and you'll have a chance to go through a training camp gets to happen right here at home.
No question. I feel so comfortable up here and, you know, meeting all the guys, meeting all the coaches. You know, it's been a really good fit for me, and I feel really at home, and I feel really comfortable. So it's been a good week for me up here in Portland. It's been beautiful. I've already been to one of the Timbers games, and I had a blast there. So it's just been great. It's been a great week so far.
You know, a lot of people wonder how the Singler family became so proficient at basketball. How? When did you start playing? Because, you know, a lot of the city guys, they start really, really young in Detroit and New York. And but where you're from, Medford, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Medford.
Yes.
What age did you start at, and when did you know you were going to be an excellent college player?
I had no clue what I was going to do when I was growing up. Down in Medford, it's a sports town. Really, all we have is high school sports down there. So, you know, high school sports are everything in Medford. But I grew up just playing every different sport. You know, I was playing soccer. I ran track, played baseball, played football, played basketball. So I didn't know, you know, what I was going to do. But I knew that basketball was my first love. You know, just I just enjoyed that sport the most. But probably third grade, you know, I really knew that I really liked it. And I would always call my friends over and we'd have basketball games and stuff like that in my backyard. So I was always a basketball lover, even when I was little. So.
Now, we know you're obviously, you spent the time at the University of Oregon, so you're a big Duck fan. I know you still follow him. I'm old enough that I saw your dad, Ed, play quarterback at Oregon State. And I know your mom is a beef, played hoops at Oregon State.
Yep.
So is there any split allegiance at all in your mind when it comes to Beavs versus Ducks? And how did your folks feel when both you and Kyle, I mean, he's watching you with the Ducks, obviously, so he likes it too, but... You know, was it easy for them to just transfer over and start rooting for the Ducks?
I think it was easy just because my dad played football at Oregon State, so it was a different sport. But they wanted me to go to Oregon. They thought that was going to be the best fit for me. So they transferred pretty easily. They're still Beaver fans, though, especially when it's football season. But... you know, they still love their Ducks as well. So I think they've kind of made the transition into liking both schools.
Now, You've had a chance to watch Damian Lillard and see him in the gym. Everyone says eventually he is the leader of the Blazers. Have you found him to be a leadership quality guy?
Well, actually, since I've been here, I've only been in the gym with him one time, and that was today. So I haven't had that much experience just kind of interacting with him in a team setting, but today we played, and boy, is he good. He's a good player. He makes his teammates better. So I think it's going to take a little bit for me to play with him to actually answer your question, but just from playing with him today and interacting with him today, I mean, you can just tell, he's going to be a special player for the team and down the road for the Blazers.
Odd Thomas Robinson, look, the fans are waiting to see how he plays.
That was a great pickup for the Blazers. I think they really needed a guy like Thomas Robinson with size and just a guy that can get in there and mix things up and be a tough guy in the defensive end and a guy that can rebound. I think the Blazers needed that, and they sure got it because he is a stud. He's going to be a lot to handle down low just with his size and how aggressive he is. And he's going to be a really, really good fit for the Blazers.
One more question about today. How'd you like Myers Leonard's haircut?
Myers Leonard, man, that guy's a funny dude. He's a funny dude. He's a country boy. I heard he came into practice with a cutoff sweatshirt and some boots and some tight jeans. It was pretty funny, but he's a good guy, and he's athletic for his size, and he's going to be good this year.
EJ, obviously it's been an advantage to have Kyle around to kind of show you the ropes, not only to give you an idea what to expect in college, but certainly now. We don't know what's going to happen coming up in training camp, but if it doesn't work out for this year for you in the NBA, you've seen what Kyle did going over to Europe, and granted that was largely because of the lockout. He goes over to Spain, has success, comes back to the NBA, has a lot of success with Detroit. Has that changed perhaps your options coming up this next season and what you might do if there is not an immediate roster spot in the NBA for you when the regular season starts?
Oh, that's definitely an option. I've talked to Kyle about it. He says the overseas option, is a great option. He thought it was one of the best experiences for him to kind of move away from America, kind of get away, learn basketball, and he said it's great basketball over there, and he learned a lot, and I think, that experience over there and playing high basketball with smart basketball players really made that transition easy for him to the NBA, and I think it showed. I think he had a great rookie year, I just got to keep all my options open, and I'm just hoping for the best.
Seeing him have success, does that give you confidence that you can do it in the NBA? I mean, he played, we just saw some highlights for those watching on TV. He had a terrific game against the Trailblazers in Detroit. Seeing what he has been able to do, has that kind of made you believe that you can do it too?
No question, because I beat him every day in one-on-one, so that even gives me more confidence. just kind of being around the guys here this week even gives me more confidence. Now I feel like I can hold my own against these guys, and, it definitely gives me confidence, and I just got to get better each and every day, and I think I will.
Well, it sounds like you're embracing the opportunity, EJ, and we look forward to getting to know you and watching you throughout training camp in the preseason. So good luck to you. Enjoy the ride, and we're glad you get to do it here near home.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, will the Ducks football team go undefeated?
I think so. They were unbelievable the last 2 weeks, and I didn't think that was their best game against Virginia. It should have been 80-7. Yeah. I can't wait for for what's in store for the Ducks, and I think Helfrich is going to do a great job for the team, and I'm excited for this year.
So Tennessee is not going to pose much of a threat this week then?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a blowout again.
All right, thanks, EJ. We appreciate it. And our guys are so quick in the control room. They pop up some Duck football highlights. So EJ Singler, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. And again, as he said, it's great to have this opportunity right here at home. And I think being comfortable is a huge part of going into something like this and being around in an area you're familiar with. It's got to be a huge advantage. And again, seeing Kyle have the success he had with Detroit last year has got to give EJ confidence as well. He'll be fun to watch in the exhibition season for the Trailblazers and certainly in training camp. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a segment. And then coming up 6:35, Joe Freeman, the beat writer for the Trailblazers for the Oregonian, will join us. We'll kind of break down the summer moves and see what's ahead, at least as Joe thinks it is. You know, you talked about your expectations, how they have changed throughout the summer. We'll pick Joe's brain a little as well when Trailblazers Courtside continues.
Sometimes families run a little cold. Sometimes a little hot. But when you get together around a Papa Murphy's pizza, you create, take, and bake in your oven. 425 degrees is just about perfect. Do pizza night right with our famous cowboy pizza, loaded with pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, and olives for just $11. A large cowboy, just 11 bucks. Papa Murphy's. Love at 425 degrees.
When I send customers a standard DV appliance, I know they're going to get taken care of.
I tell them that they won't beat the price, they won't beat the quality, and they won't beat the service.
You can go to a big box store, but you're not going to get the kind of service and knowledge that you get at Standard.
I think their product knowledge is excellent, and they make my job a lot easier.
I think that's peace of mind for me in order to know that my client is taken care of.
Standard delivers happy customers.
The expert service you need, Standard TV and Appliance.
Why does Bo Jackson use 5-Hour Energy?
The reason I take 5-Hour Energy is because it gives me everything I need to get me over the hump. I don't have the energy that I used to have. I tried one right before going out golfing with some buddies. We only played 18 holes, but I could have played 36 that day. Being in the business world now, you're always running somewhere. If I need some pick-me-up, I get a 5-Hour Energy. Gets me through the day. That's all I need. I'm Bo Jackson, and I use 5-Hour Energy.
Walls separate people, Jose. Just like the high rates that phone companies charge you when you call internationally. So we're breaking these borders down.
So people can call Mexico as much as they want.
Mexico!
India! Brazil! China!
Over 50 countries.
Why not 60?
Now you're just talking crazy. Crazy generous.
Hand it off!
Beautiful day outside once again. It's supposed to get hotter, Coach Rice. 95 by Wednesday.
I'll be in Ohio where it's only 93.
Oh.
And the humidity.
You have to go to Ohio?
Yes, yeah. I have to see the...
Not have to. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
Going to Ohio?
Yeah, the grandkids.
Oh, well, of course then.
Yeah. So, see them play tennis.
All right. By the way, I know you've been looking forward to this, but Monday, September 16th, is that a week from today?
Yes.
Monday... are the national anthem auditions.
Oh.
Yeah, so Monday the 16th.
That's always big.
Go on the website and you can figure out how you can audition to sing the national anthem at a Trailblazers game next year. Todd Bosma wanted me to pass that along, so I'm doing it. It's always interesting. They run it live on the website, didn't they? They going to do it again? All right, they're not going to do it. Well, we don't know if they're going to do it again. They did it last year. It was an entertaining watch.
Yes, it's like The Voice or any of those programs that have You Got Talent. You know, some,
not necessarily.
Yeah, you close your eyes.
Yeah, and your ears. All right, Gary Payton in the Hall of Fame now. Oregon State fans, we were talking Ducks and Beavs with E.J. Singler a moment ago. Gary giving a great speech and. Yeah, I thought it was neat in Oregon State fans, especially from back when Gary was playing and even before. Neat that he dedicated his induction to Ralph Miller.
Yes.
The late Ralph Miller, who was, of course, an institution at Oregon State, and you were coaching at the time in Pittsburgh, and you knew of Ralph and his staff, and Gary, certainly, and his teams at Oregon State. Thought it was cool that he went back. It was a great speech anyway. But to go back and to thank so many of those, thanking his high school coach, he thanked Jimmy Anderson and Ralph, who, of course, Jimmy, longtime assistant of Ralph's and then head coach. But a great speech by Gary. It's been terrific not only to see him go into the hall, but the way that he did it.
Yeah, and a lot of it had to do with defense. You know, as a senior at Oregon State, he averaged 26, 27 points a game and 8 assists. But, you know, it was his steals. Defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, his steals. And, you know, he did it the right way. And when John Stockton said, you know, I could pick out a phony in the NBA, a guy that would play hard Tuesday, but Wednesday he'd take the day off. He said, I never have seen Gary Payton take a day off. If he was trash talking, but he was also playing as hard as he could play, and he was coming after you every minute. And, you know, coming from John Stockton, Stockton never praised anybody unless he really meant it. And when Payton said, you know, the toughest guy I had to defend was John Stockton because he could do so many things to make you look bad, whereas Michael Jordan just scored. He said, but John Stockton could go right, left, pass it, score. And so it was good. And what Stockton said about him and what Payton said about Stockton.
Great watching. For those of you watching on TV, some of the highlights you show of Payton back, you know, and back in the, that was a great, those great Seattle teams they had when Gary was there and he and Kemp and what they did for Seattle, you know, and the days of Pac-10 basketball when Gary was at Oregon State.
Yeah.
And the battles they had with Stanford and with
UCLA.
With Arizona and against Terrell Brandon down at Oregon. Those were, that was a, I don't want to say a different time in the Pac-10, but those were, that was terrific. And I was fortunate to be at Oregon State. If Gary's exact years that he was at Oregon State, I saw every one of his home games and yeah. Some of his road games.
And I agree with him when he said, we were the ones that started the alley-oop. You know, I'd throw it up to Sean Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
And he's right.
And some of his battles, he would go down, the, you know, the great memories, and people who watch these games know this, but when Gary went down to the pit, when Terrell Brandon, and Terrell Brandon was terrific as well, and the fans of the pit are tremendous, and they would get on Gary, and he would give it right back. And the more they would fuel him, the better he would get. Yeah. I don't think he lost a game at the pit in his Oregon State career, and that was saying something, especially going up against Terrell at those times. Two of the great point guards the nation.
Yeah.
And Terrell was a year behind Gary. But to watch those guys come up playing head-to-head, that was terrific to be a part of. And then, of course, for Gary's senior season, Ralph wasn't there. Jimmy was in there. And that Oregon State team got upset by Ball State in Salt Lake City in the first round of the NCAA game. They had won, by the way.
Yeah.
But they lose that ball game. Those were great times. And to watch Ralph come through, it was almost like when you think back to John Wooden and Bill Walton, in terms of it being the odd couple, that was Ralph and Gary. Ralph's, you know, his way of thinking, the way the game should have been played and the passing and the screening and the fundamentals and the way that he played with the early 80s teams that were ranked number one in the, I mean, there it was before the shot clock era, obviously, so he'd hold the ball for 3 or 4 minutes. Gary comes in there, and everybody knows Ralph doesn't like guys who dunk. He doesn't like any flash. And then you got Mr. Flash in Gary who comes in there, but these guys had a tremendous relationship.
Yeah.
And you know, Ralph respected Gary. They would fight a little bit, and they'd go head-to-head at times, but Gary always respected Ralph. And afterwards, to hear him now dedicate his enshrinement into the Hall of Fame to Ralph Miller's terrific.
And I think it helps a guy like Lillard, Oakland.
Yeah, the Oakland
with the
ties.
Oakland background, and Gary Payton always talks highly of Oakland, and so does Lillard. He never forgets his roots, and that's why I think Lillard is going to be that type of leader for the Blazers that Gary Payton was for every team he played on.
And people have talked about Damian perhaps talking to Gary a little bit about defense. How did he do it? How did he practice it? How did he work on it? Gary is a ferocious defender and obviously very confident, and hopefully some of that will rub off on Damian as well, as that's one area of his game he has talked about that he wants to improve. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the beat writer for the Trailblazers for the Oregonian, Joe Freeman. Will this be his first tour on courtside as a married man? I don't even know that. Sounds like it will be. So we'll find out if we sense a different tone in Joe's voice. We might when we continue.
You mean a whimpering?
It's a different kind of rhythm here. That Portland beat. A tempo that defines who we are and what we do. Broadway Toyota is part of this Portland rhythm. It's the heartbeat that motivates us to be the best. For price, selection, and convenience, Broadway is the only way. At the top of the I-5 Rose Quarter exit in downtown Portland.
This is a sport unlike any other. The athletes never say a word. And it's the players who cheer. The stars don't tweet or ask to be traded. Practice starts before sunrise. And for the people involved, it's not a career. It's a way of life. Emerald Downs. Experience our every day.
When you sign up for that magic phone service, what exactly do you get? You get to pay for the device. You get to pay to keep your existing phone number. And you get to pay for everything up front. So what do you really get? Introducing Basic Talk. It's a low-cost home phone service you can count on. Unlimited calling for only $9.99 a month with no annual contract. It's not magic. It's Basic Talk. Call, click, or go to Walmart today.
Job done no matter what.
I'm not supposed to talk about Michael.
I haven't seen him in almost a year.
I think Mike is in trouble.
You're using my friends as bait.
Why the hell are you asking questions about Mike? Who the hell are you?
You understand the stakes, right?
These are my friends, my family.
I think this is far from over.
Burn Notice, the final season, Thursdays at 9 on USA. Characters welcome.
Even when you're 2,000 miles away, you'll never feel far from home. With Xfinity Home, you can arm your security system, control your lights, and even adjust your thermostat, all while you soak up the sun. Simplify your life with the Total Home Security and Control solution. Plus, get 24/7 professional monitoring. Xfinity Triple Play subscribers, now you can add Xfinity Home for only $29.95 a month. Plus, you can lock in your rate for 2 years and save over $200. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Are you on the phone during the program? Please get your focus back. You're ordering dinner? You have a little time yet.
Yeah.
You got to go to Ohio. What, 6:30 you're flying out?
That's when I have to be at the airport. My flight leaves at 7:30, I think. But you're going east. You lose 3 hours.
Yeah, okay. All right, welcome back to the program. We were talking Gary Payton, Ralph Miller last segment, and in the Hall of Fame discussion. Earlier we talked Blazers, and now we return to that as Joe Freeman, the bearded charmer, the writer for the Oregonian, the beat writer for the Trailblazers. Last time we had him on the show was, I think, July 27th or 29th, Cap? 29th. And he couldn't come in studio because he was getting married and he had family coming into town. Now he can't come into the studio because he is married, and we'll find out how that is going. Joe, great to have you back on the show.
Are you allowed out at all?
Well, my wife is sitting near me.
Oh, so okay.
I'm going to resist the urge to comment on that.
No problem.
Hey, that's right.
No problem. Congratulations. We haven't talked to you, but congratulations on turning in the amateur status.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was very exciting. Everything went well. Had a good honeymoon in Costa Rica, and now we're back, and it's almost go time. Huh?
I know. Is the summer enough to get the batteries recharged? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. It's been beautiful. It's been a great summer, especially going to Costa Rica and stuff. That certainly helped. But
In Costa Rica, you saw Putty down there, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We ran into him at one of our hotels in the pool at one of our hotels. We're kind of walking down. I was like, there's Putty, you know. Kind of funny. He was really nice, though. We talked to him and his wife for about 20 minutes or so. And
Emo Putty from from Seinfeld. Patrick Warburton, right? Is that his name?
Yeah, Patrick Warburton. Now, you know what I did is I played it cool. I pretended like he was just another hotel guest, you know. I
didn't
flip out and ask him to give me a high five or going on with yada, yada, yadas or anything like that. So just had a nice conversation with him. It was cool.
Well, that's good. We would expect a classy move on your part, Joe. We talked about earlier in the program, you know, we took 3 weeks off from the program, and now that you start to ramp back up and you think about the summer of moves and what the Trailblazers did, and you've had times to digest them, Are you like us a little bit? Maybe it's just because the season's about to start, but your expectations almost go up a little bit as you get closer, as the guys start arriving, and we know, 10, 12 of the 15 are already here. You know, what do you think about the moves now that you've had a chance to kind of reflect on them the last couple of months?
Well, there's no doubt that the roster is, you know, night and day from what it was last year, and I think with the moves that have been assembled, it essentially tackled every essential offseason goal that Neil Olshey had. What transpired was, I wouldn't say that it was his plan A. I don't think it was, you know, the moves that he thought starting on draft night, but he adjusted to what was there and was really able to assemble a team that addressed every offseason need he wanted. He shored up his interior defense, which was, as we've talked about time and time again, goal number one. No matter what happened, he had to get a guy who could clog the middle in the you know, as Robin Lopez will do. And then his moves to accentuate depth and add help for Damian at point guard and, you know, even CJ in the backcourt. And then Mo Williams, plucking him late.
Yeah.
These are all moves. I mean, it's hard to say, but it was an overwhelmingly positive offseason. And also, while doing this, not only did Neil accomplish all this, but he didn't, you know, jeopardize the long-term future of the organization.
Stayed flexible, and that's what he wanted. You're right.
Exactly. I mean, when you are able to do all these moves and no one is really locked in deep with bad contracts beyond 2 years, you have the flexibility to make unbalanced trades or to, you know, go after a superstar should you choose to on the trade market, or you have your options are limitless at this point. And you really have to give Neil high marks for that, because again, I don't think that his offseason, this is the number one plan that he came up with, but you know, this was solid work after, you know, he wasn't able to make a trade on draft night. And you know, he really deserves credit for that.
Now, you know, we were mentioning some of the moves that some of the teams made in the West, and we mentioned that Iguodala and Jermaine O'Neal and Tony Douglas went to the Warriors, and Andre Kirilenko went to the Nets, and he could be a surprise guy to really help that team. And Tyreek Evans could help the Pelicans if he regains his form of his rookie season. Would you put Robin Lopez in that category of a guy that could really help a team that needs defensive help?
I don't know if I'd put him up there with the those are some pretty high-caliber signings. I mean, Andre Iguodala was arguably one of the most, you know, sought-after free agents on the market. And so I don't know if I'd put Robin Lopez that high. But in a way, for this particular team and what this organization needed, he was arguably more important than Andre Iguodala was, because as we saw time and time again last year, the Blazers were just a mess defensively. And it all started down low with JJ's inability to really do anything from a defensive standpoint in the paint. And, I mean, not only did that handicap everything that the Blazers wanted to do defensively, it impacted everything else. They didn't have any depth, and they were just undermanned and everything. So adding someone with Robin Lopez's pedigree and his potential to get better as a defender impacts the defense in so many more ways. It protects the rim. He doesn't really score. He's not a big scoring guy, so he's not going to take away from the offense. He rebounds. I think he'll open things up for L.A. defensively. L.A. will no longer have to guard the premier defensive centers in the league, and that was one of the points I spoke with Hornets coach Monty Williams at Summer League, as you guys know Monty well from his days as a Blazers assistant. And he's like, the impact that Robin will have on L.A. is going to be huge, because L.A. now can guard power forwards, and he doesn't have to step over and guard a center, which at times he had to do because J.J. was so, you know, outmanned in that arena. So you're going to see his addition impact a lot of other things that maybe, you know, the stats won't tell, or maybe the naked eye won't even tell, but L.A. should be fresher on offense, better on defense, which then obviously will impact everything on down the line.
Well, and making him better offensively will be the fact that at least if the style holds, and it should with the additions, but you put a bunch of three-point shooters out there, and Portland has a bunch of three-point shooters. You talk about opening the lane up. Damian Lillard did that because you can't help off of him. You can't back off of him. But now when you talk about what you could have potentially on the wings around L.A. and you know, that potentially will have Aldridge giving him all kinds of room inside to roam and even step out and hit twos. They're going to be fun to watch, you would think. We know Terry Stotts, as he came in last year and said he likes a three-point shot. They have loaded up on three-point shooters now. This team could be really fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I was just talking a lot about defense. Make no mistake, the Blazers are not going to go from one of the worst defensive teams in the league to one of the best. But they're going to enter that middle tier, I think. And just that difference alone will be enough defensively. Now when you factor in what you're talking about with all these weapons, and, you know, when you look at these weapons, and it really does cater to Terry Stotts and what he wants to do with a three-point shot, being creative, being fun, being up-tempo offensively, obviously guard-oriented. Not only does he have all these weapons, all these three-point shooters, but the pieces are interchangeable. There is a ton of versatility on this roster between Damian and Mo Williams being able to play both guard spots, CJ McCollum being able to play both guard spots, Nicholas, Darrell Wright. Nicholas can play 2 through 4 if you want. I think we're going to see Nicholas playing a lot of stretch four this season. Darrell Wright can play the 3 and the 4. LaMarcus can play the 4 and the 5 if necessary. Myers Leonard fast can get up and play in an offense that gets up and down. So with all that versatility, all those moving parts, I think you'll be able to see the creativity and the offensive mastermind, if you will, of Terry Stotts coming through, because that was what he was touted as when he was hired, you know, being a creative mastermind on offense. And we saw a lot of that last year, but he could only do so much. The bench was only so deep, and obviously he was – hamstrung to play most of his starters most of the game. So with all these pieces, I think you'll see a lot more creativity and a lot more parts that are interchangeable for the Blazers.
And I think Coach Stotts would agree. I talked to him today, and he said, I'm excited about this team. I really am, because I have depth at every position now. You know, we've taken care of the problems that I had to mix and match out there on the court late in the season, late in games. He said, now we have depth, and that's what my system needed more than anything else. So he's going to agree with you that he said, I'm excited. I really am about this ball club, and I think most of the fans are excited about it. So 3 weeks to go. Let's get it started.
Yeah, we could take a couple more weeks off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so beautiful out. We've got college football. We've got the NFL. Let's not rush into this.
And you're a married man now, Joe, so yeah. I can tell that it's, you know, you're more peaceful.
Were you allowed to watch the Eagles tonight?
The Eagles are on right now in the background.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's 33-14. LeSean McCoy has had an outstanding day offensively.
And we tend to not like to remind people that we're up against Monday Night Football, but that's okay.
Well, yeah. They'll replay it 1,000 times.
Right. Yes. And we have a the picture we use of you on TV is a shot from your bachelor days. And you look a little bit like General Zod from Superman. So we're going to work on a new photo as well. Are you getting to keep the beard? Is that going to stay?
Yes. Wife okay. loves the beard. I've got beard endorsement, beard approval. So that's not going anywhere.
It's a big part of what drew her to you, I understand.
Yes. Well, yeah, you know, some ladies like the beards and some don't. So.
All right, Joe. It's good to catch up with you, my friend. And it's not going to be long now that we'll be seeing a lot of you. And that's a good thing. So we appreciate
Indeed.
It.
All right, Joe. Guys. Take care. It was nice talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you soon. Okay. Joe Freeman, beat writer for the Trailblazers for the Oregonian. We'll take a break here on Trailblazers Courtside and come back and talk. I want to ask you a little bit about Robin Lopez. We've touched on it. I want to get in a little more in-depth on it when we come back.
Feeling when the effort you've put into doing things better than anyone has its rewards. The Ram 1500 is Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and we want to dedicate it to you because you've made Ram the fastest growing truck brand in the country. And because, just like you, when we receive recognition for a job well done, we don't stop there. Now, let's get back to work. Ram, a todo con todo.
What's that? Are you serious? He sang that all the way to Vegas? Oh, okay. I don't need any more. Hi, so your brakes say they're down to 2%. Is that all they said? More or less.
For 30 years, we've been the brake experts at Les Schwab, and it shows. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It took 6 months to perfect the prototype. 1 night to test an idea. 2 weeks to get the color palette. And 5 weeks to get the first 4-star review. All told, it took 2 years to bring your dream to life. So why wouldn't you take 20 minutes to make your business better? Call us. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet or phone service, we'll give you $150 for your time. Get your Comcast Business 20-minute advantage today.
Let's face it, appearances count. And when a man starts losing his hair, it can be a big loss of confidence. That's why so many men, in an effort to look their best, are turning to hair restoration surgery. Dr. Ross at Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest educated me about the surgery and other options for my hair loss. In the end, hair restoration surgery was the natural choice. I felt my age again, my hair was back, and most importantly, my confidence came back. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. It's the natural choice.
Take a look into the behind-the-scenes world of professional horse racing, centered at Portland Meadows in the beautiful Northwest. With decades of tradition and a rich history of stories, the stakes are high on both sides of the track. Gate to Wire sports both a pulsing front end of the avid and casual racegoers and a vibrant back end where trainers, riders, and owners work around the clock to cultivate wins and bring new talent to Gate. Don't miss Gate to Wire, Saturdays at 6 on Comcast Sportsnet.
We believe in information and opinion based on fact. So if you have an opinion based on fact, you're good, and you bring it hard and you bring the strong opinions because you've been in the locker room, you've talked to the guys, you've talked to the coaches, you've done your research, you're not just throwing stuff out there.
Welcome back. The director of this fine broadcast is Phil Beard, Nick Elliott, our producer, Greg St. Martin on video, John McConnell in there on graphics. We're going to be seeing a lot of McConnell lately because he travels with us during the season. Corey Griffin on audio, Buck and Curry in here on cameras, Bruce Williams, our engineer. Sarah Hackton here, the online coordinator. Is that kind of your new title for the show anyway? Show Sarah on camera there. Stop it. There she is. You can kind of see her back there in the back of our studios. Yeah. Nice job. So what are you doing back there, Sarah? I don't even know. You're on a computer. Online chat? There's a courtside online chat?
Oh. There is now.
All right.
Well, and that'll
be cool.
And they all have new titles. Casey Holdall has a new title.
What's he now?
It's a long title.
And by the way, El Capitan Rich Patterson back in our radio studios as always.
He has the same title.
Fox Sports Radio 620 is now the home of the Trailblazers, and that's what we are on tonight.
Yes.
So, Rich with a John Lennon shirt. But what is that? Is it?
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Of course. There was an article on John Lennon today talking about how painful it was to make the final album for the Beatles. Rich, did you read this? I was going to forward it to you. He said some really nasty things.
He always says nasty things.
Okay. Yeah. It was really bad. It was an interview that was, I think it was a TV interview. I had Yoko by his side. It was disturbing. And I knew that it would affect you, so I'm going to send that to you after the program tonight. I'm sure you are. Robin Lopez, we talked about him with Joe Freeman a minute ago. of all the signings, and maybe this is natural, and people are almost kind of forgetting about Myers Leonard, and you brought him up a little while ago. Robin Lopez, we know when he was signed, he was already designated the starter by Coach Stotts in the press conference. Monty Williams said some terrific things during the summer league about Robin and the loss of Robin in New Orleans. Is this a guy who can potentially be, and we talked about how key a rim protector is in the NBA. You know, Portland had it in Theo Ratliff at a time. Joel Prisbilla thought they were going to have it in Greg Oden. Can Lopez, I'm not trying to put him up with the expectations that Oden had. That's crazy. But Lopez, with his pedigree, certainly, and with what his brother has done, what he did in New Orleans starting all 82, is he that guy that could be the key and maybe earns you five extra wins on his own? Not for things that are obvious, but just the effect that a rim protector can have.
Now, what he can do, let's not even look at wins and losses now on the court, what he can do. I think he can show Myers Leonard how Myers can help the team a lot more by looking at Robin Lopez and how he's going to help the Blazers. Because I watched Myers Leonard the last two couple of days, and his touch is even better around the basket. Offensively, he's improved. He's had a nice summer. But I think Robin Lopez will come in. He's not in town yet, but he's, I think, due tomorrow or the next day. So he's going to be in this week. And I think he'll show that defense, how important it will be for this young Blazer team, who I think they're going to improve because of Lillard. I think Lillard's going to improve his defense because he wants to improve his defense. I think this team will concentrate more on defense. And I think Lopez fits in simply because you mentioned it earlier in the show. He's going to fit in next to LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus will be able to go inside on offense, go outside on offense. If you take a look at the Houston Rockets, Ashik and Howard, they think they're going to play those two together. And that's going to be very, very difficult. And Ashik wants to play. Now, he's a guy that
didn't want to play there.
Yeah. He deserves to play. He's been very good at it. And so, you know, they've got to blend that in. That's going to be tougher than Lopez fitting in with the Blazers. He'll fit in well as a rim protector and a guy that'll help Myers Leonard.
And a couple of guys we haven't really talked about. Wesley Matthews, he continues his great offseason work program. And then Nick Batum, what have you been, your thoughts been about his play for Team France?
You know, Nick kind of relaxes. I've watched every game France
has played.
That's
good. We don't want him to go out and get hurt or something. You know?
And he didn't play today because they said his ankle's a little tender.
All right, don't play him then.
Yeah, I was all for it. You know, I don't care. And Belgium was beating France. I don't know how it turned out. I couldn't even watch it anymore because they were. It was like the Super Bowl, the Belgium team. But France has made the second round. Spain has made the second round. And Claver, a little soreness too, set in. So
Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I understand playing for the country, but I like what Joel Freeland said. I'm sorry, I can't play for you. I have other priorities.
Yeah.
And he's here.
Every day he's here. I mean, he's working hard.
I don't mean he's just not playing for Great Britain. He's in Portland working his tail off, and that's a guy you don't talk about as much. And it's funny, when you start talking about the new acquisitions like we have all night, you kind of forget what you already had, and there were some good things there.
When your leader, Lillard, works as hard as he, everyone works. And I'm seeing that in this Blazer team. An attitude I haven't seen in years as far as getting ready for that first week of the season. It's a good feeling.
All right, so then you say, when your leader... Is this Damian's team?
I really think it is. I think everyone else will fall into that category of liking that idea, and that includes LaMarcus Aldridge. You know,
that isn't a knock on.
No, LaMarcus. LaMarcus will be a guy heard from by the team when he wants to, you know, say, he'll have his say. But I think Lillard will just show everybody
a little more vocal in the locker room, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more willing to be that guy, that vocal guy in the locker room.
I think so. I think he's developing into that type of leader.
All right. Well, next week, Wheels and Tone will be here. Safe travels to Ohio.
Thank you.
And good luck to your daughter as she Tennis player?
Yeah. Number one singles, ninth grader, number one in the high school.
You got some terrific tennis players in your family.
Yeah.
All right. That's coming up next week. Wheels and Tone and Rice off to Ohio. And we hope you return safely. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another edition of Trailblazers Courtside. 3 weeks until training camp. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Take care. We'll see you soon.
I think most of my clients have great experiences here because